Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just one more time. I mean, we just one more time, because I want to sing this to the guy that made this. He's in the chat. Adam, you join whenever you want to join. This is all very chilled. This is for you. We dedicate this to you.
Sushi. Sake.
Sushi, sake, ha, sushi, go. Sake to me, sake to you. Feeling good, and you like that sushi food. Sushi food. Now you can say, sushi, sake, ha, sushi, go. Sake to me, sake to you. Feeling good, and you know what sake do. Now you can say, sushi, sake, ha, sushi, go. Sake to me, sake to you. Feeling good, and you like that sushi food.
Now you can say,
hey, this guy's good. That's my favorite bit. That's my favorite bit. Hey, this guy's good. I've been saying that. I say it to the boys, and they've not even seen the video yet. They will. I say it all the flipping time. Hey, this guy. I'm in college. There's no other guys there. They're all women. Hey, this guy's good. It was like, what? It's an advert for sushi. Don't worry about it, guys. Don't worry about it. Oh, Adam's here. I'm a little bit nervous. Adam, when you join us, you're going to see a strange, strange shot of us, because this is the way this is set up. So you're going to see a strange shot, but it is us.
We see you.
Can you hear us, Adam? Adam, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Yeah! How are you doing, man?
I can hear you, yeah.
I think you've got a delay. Are you listening to us on YouTube or are you listening to us on Zoom?
I just shut off the YouTube, so...
Can you hear us now live and in
yes.
person?
All right.
Beautiful.
Yes. We're in business.
I'm a little bit nervous meeting you, because we have, hopefully David's going to join us soon. So
yeah,
this is Adam who directed this, right? We have been singing this on stream. Yeah. I think you've seen some of them.
We're obsessed.
We've sung this 50 times on stream.
It's becoming a problem.
I'm singing it. I'm singing it to my kids. I'm singing it walking around the house, walking to the shops. And I don't know. Hang on. I've just got to move this. It's because we're streaming it. I wouldn't be totally surprised if you came on and went, the reason I'm here is to ask you to please stop singing my stop singing my song. Dave is joining us. Hey, Dave. Or David.
Dave. Yeah, Dave, click your camera button.
Come on, man. Oh, imagine. Oh, God. If he had the hat and the beard on, I would die.
You mean it was not a real beard?
He looked for it.
Did he look for it? Dave, turn your camera on. I want to see that beautiful, clean-shaven face. there is a 10-hour loop. You're aware, Adam, there's a 10-hour loop of that video on YouTube as well.
I thought it was 2 hours. But
oh, it's only 2 hours. Okay. Dave, if you get to turn your camera on, that would be awesome. But can you hear us? I'm going to take that as a no.
I don't think he can, no.
Well, wait for Dave to join us. Let's talk to Adam. Adam, it's so lovely to meet you. You and I... Well, here's the thing. My friend David Turner's shared this video. Yeah. And he sent it to me, and I was like, oh, my God, we're going to do a whole show on that.
I think he sent it
hey,
to me.
Hey, Adam, where's the camera button? Dave.
Yeah, Adam, you sort it out with Dave. We're in no rush.
On the bottom left of your screen.
There's like a little white icon, but nothing is happening when I press it.
Just touch your screen on the bottom left of your screen. There's like a little camera. If the red line goes away, then we'll see you. David is very smart at many things. Technology is not one of them.
Hey, this guy's not so good. Oh, Dave.
Dave, you can do it, man.
We believe in you, brother.
Dave?
Dave, is Dave doing a thing?
Maybe I have it set up wrong because there's no, like, little red icon to push.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to see you. We can just, I'll try and superimpose a picture of...
We'll just imagine you.
We'll just imagine you. Dave, can you hear us okay? Oh, Jesus.
I think we lost Dave.
Is he winding us up, though? Hang on! Yes! 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 There he is!
We got a Dave.
There we got Dave! On the side. On the side. Hey, Dave.
I told him to hold steady his camera, but Dave, you might have to turn it vertically.
What's that?
Turn your camera the other way, I guess. It doesn't...
The other way?
It doesn't... Yeah,
there
Dave
is
already my favorite person. Dave, can you hear us?
I can sort of.
That'll do.
I'm gonna try to find another place.
Okay, where are you, man?
I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's all right. It's all good. Now I can hear you better.
Beautiful. Right. Let's introduce. So we've got Adam, who is the director of the Sushi Saki Hot video. We got Dave, who is the star. He's the singer. And we got this because our friend David Turner sent it to us.
Yeah, with the message, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and so we watched it and we obsessed about it and we sang about it.
We learned the song.
And we tried to hunt.
Oh.
No, Dave, no.
We're laughing because Dave is like us. This would be us if we hadn't started the show early.
I've seen your Windows 11 challenges.
Oh my God.
He saw I was streaming and came in to watch it thinking, oh, I'll see what the show is like. But it was a technical one.
Well, no.
So it was a lot of swearing. So we thought, right, we've got to, there was no information about that video on the internet. So we hunted you down and we put a post. Can anyone find this? Our friend Lino said within minutes, I think I found the director on LinkedIn. I signed up to LinkedIn with like a blank profile, messaged Adam, said, Adam, sorry to interrupt but disturb you. This is a really weird question. You're not the Sushi Saki hot guy. What did you think when you got that message, Adam?
I thought it was a prank. I thought it was a prank, and I didn't understand. I mean, this is like 16 years ago that we made this thing, and so I thought it was a joke at first, and then I thought maybe this guy's serious, and then I was like, why does he want to know this? Like, who is this guy? Why does he care? I mean, I've done a lot of films and stuff, so I was like, why this one? And anyway, so I think I wrote you back and just saying like, why do you want to? I am that guy. Who are you? And why do you care? And what's this all about? I was a little reluctant to admit that I was that guy because I didn't know who the heck was asking.
It was the tax man. I was expecting a yeah, it's me, but go away. But you were so lovely, you were so polite, and once you realised I was legit, You were so kind. And I'm kind of nervous to talk to you because this has been such a huge thing. This is the first time I've spoken to Dave. Dave, nice to meet you.
Well, all right.
Yes! Could you say, hey, this guy's good? So who wants to tell me what the hell this thing is? Because there are still people watching this right now, and I hate to break it to you guys. It's a real sushi place. It's not a real advert. Who wants to tell us the story about it?
I mean, I'll let Dave do that.
So I just had a strange idea. I just like the clashing of cultures type situation, and I kind of wanted to. This is before I actually went to like a screenwriting academy or anything. So I'm just like, I'm just going to write a bunch of stuff down. So this wasn't even like a formal screenplay. I literally just wrote scripts like, you know, BT Donovan / dialogue, Jumpin' Johnny / dialogue. And eventually Adam and I had known each other forever. And so I gave it to him and he added his bits and stuff and put it into the proper format. But honestly, I just thought it would be funny to have a sushi place, a spokesperson that was completely opposite of that, which is like some Leon Redbone, Hank Williams Jr. type character, kind of that deal. And then it just went from there. It kind of went from the cable salesman's perspective, and yeah. And then
let me explain, because this is from how long is it? About 60 minutes. The movie.
It's
about 40
like
minutes.
40 minutes.
It's a short film. We've both seen it. It is funny, man. And it's Adam, do you want to tell us what the whole film is about? Because it's so delicious. It's lovely.
Well, I mean, to Dave's credit, I mean, like Dave said, first of all, we've known each other a really long time, since we were probably 12 or 13 or something like that. And we both have a love of bizarre comedy. I don't think our comedy's sense of comedy is like completely aligned, but we find a lot of the same things very funny. So when we combine it, it turns into something sort of out of both of our control. I can't explain it, but it's really funny. We make each other laugh. I've never laughed harder than I have with this man.
Yeah.
And so I think sitting and talking about this idea that he had, I said, we need to turn this into a script. And I owned a production company at the time. And my partner, a guy by the name of Brett Van Til, he and I decided to gather together a group of people that we work with on pay projects. And this was done completely with no money whatsoever. I mean, couple of cheeseburgers and some pats on the back, I think is what the budget was. And, but anyway, so we turned it into this screenplay, but the story is about, there are these people and they work in radio and they work in television and locally here in the States, I don't know about elsewhere, but how it works, but, they go around in their local markets and they sell advertising packages to keep themselves alive, to keep themselves on air. And so my mom actually did that for a radio station that my family owned
for
a while as a kid, when I was a kid. And
your family owned a radio station?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of station was it? That's the coolest thing. Oh, Hank Williams.
Eighties hair metal. Yeah, that's all we played. No, Round the Clock. Poison.
Judas Priest.
All of that. Anyway, so we found this character fascinating because they're trying to do so many jobs at once.
Yeah.
And they kind of, no offense to anyone who does this, but they don't do the greatest jobs, and so like they're the worst commercials on TV. And so we thought, why not combine that with like one of the most bizarre things to advertise for? And so the story is about, it follows this cable local cable TV salesman around on his sales journeys, on his sales calls. And he gets turned down and turned down. And then finally he gets somebody to say yes. And the people who say yes barely speak English. They kind of get duped by him into creating this commercial in the first place. And then he has this grand idea to pair him up with like the most unlikely antithesis of what they stand for to represent them. And that's this character named Jumpin' Johnny Blues, which is played by Dave. And it is like a Leon Redbone, Hank Williams Jr. combination kind of thing. And Dave wrote all the songs that are in it. We recorded them at my dad's recording studio. I do all the like the answering machine voice and the motivational speaker voice. I do that and all the other little things that you hear in the film that are details.
You can do it. Now go on, Sal. Sorry, Dave, go on.
Let's not forget one thing. The ultimate goal was with the fake commercial was for that to be a real commercial.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So problem was, I think time-wise, that's allotted for commercials. It was like, what, too long to actually?
Yeah, ran a little too long for airtime.
Right.
Right, because that led to some confusion for us, didn't it? Because we couldn't work out whether it was real or not when we first had it, and we tracked down the restaurant.
Because it's a real restaurant. It closed in about 2014. It's got 3 Google reviews. 2 of them are really good. One of them's really bad, and it says, the owner sold me an air conditioning unit that didn't work and then wouldn't refund me. And so it gets 1 star. But it was a real restaurant, and I think that's where the confusion comes from, where people thought it was real.
The best part is that the owner is actually playing himself.
Right.
That's the real owner.
But the coworker was an actor.
Right.
In fact, his name was like something really American and he didn't have an accent.
One bit you might think is funny for the lonesome cat character. I don't know if you caught.
Yeah. Lonesome cat.
Lonesome cat. Anyways, he was just obviously an Asian American guy. So we literally had to coach him to speak in broken English.
Oh, and we also had to have our makeup artist do a lot of extra work to like make his face look greasy. We actually added blemishes on his skin, like zits and sores and things like that. Like, he had the hardest time keeping a straight face during the scenes that he was in. It was unbelievable.
It's such a funny film. It's lovely. There's some great lines. I haven't seen it for a couple of weeks, but there's the bit where he goes, this salesman goes into all these different stores and he goes into a video store saying, you've got a great shop here. I could really do this. Can I speak to your manager? He says, who are you? I'm the assistant manager. Can I speak to the manager? Oh, we don't have managers.
We're all assistant managers.
He's like, what?
That was a team effort.
I was howling at that.
That was the first I wrote.
It's
there were some really beautiful moments. The ones that made me laugh out loud today when I was watching it were when the guy who is the guy that's in the back of the van who's living in the basement for free, not being paid. Right? But when they start filming, the favorite bit for me was when you were filming the commercial. They start filming the commercial. And they're panning down from the light. They're doing a close-up on the light. You may be in this one, so watch out. He goes, you're in shot.
You're in the shot.
And then when they're dancing past the ladder, should we move the ladder? We'll take it out in post.
It's beautiful. It's dumb. I think what is great is it was made on no budget.
Yeah.
And those adverts are made on no budget. So you kind of got... Why did you do it? There's a question for every artist.
For
why
fun.
Did you do it?
For fun.
For laugh.
We wanted to make people laugh.
We need That's more it. Of that. That's why we're doing this shit. Sorry, Dave, go on.
I said for laughs.
Yeah.
It's to have fun and make a funny movie and hope others think it's funny too. But real quick, before I forget. Did you watch the Jumpin' Johnny outtakes about his ex-wives during the credits?
I think I stopped
before them. I missed those. I got to go back.
Oh, you got to watch the credit sequence. Oh, that's one of the funniest parts of the whole thing.
We'll go back to that. How did you come up with the character Jumpin' Johnny? Because it's just the first
the
time
bit,
you said
the bit in the toilet, and he goes, "Holy shit!"
but when he's the guy selling it to the sushi,
well, I'll be damned, that was it.
He's selling it. I know, just the guy. He's just dicking around in this. How did you come up with that, man? Because that is a great character, and that's what makes that advert so funny.
I honestly don't know. My mom is from Arkansas. That might help. It was just a funny country, weird, like jazzy, bluesy, like Creole-y kind of character. And then I just already talked.
The laugh as well.
The song too. There's two things. His story song, obviously, I wrote about, you know, why he got his name Jumpin' Johnny Blues and all that stuff. But it's funny because the Sushi Saki Hot song, I later found out, and which if you've done research, you probably found out too, it was like a real song in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know it from that. I used to watch this movie called Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Right.
And it had a scene where these guys sing, or they lip sync that song. But I'd kind of forgotten about it. And it always kind of was one of those things in the back of your head. And then I thought, well, that would be like a goofy spoof of that song, and change the lyrics would be really the funny part that we could use for the song and the commercial.
The film is delightful. The advert is just, it's so hypnotic and it's so wonderful. Dave, can I ask, when Adam got in touch with you and said, there's this guy in Britain and he wants to interview us about the film, that silly film we made 16 years ago, what did you think when you heard that?
I just thought it was funny. I'm like, really? Serious? across the pond, they're laughing at Jumpin' Johnny now?
You really are.
It was initially when Adam posted the actual commercial, a lot of people, it was pretty, I mean, we had a lot of people, like some comedians that like posted on it, and it was the same thing. The everyone was like, is this real? Mm. I mean, I hope this is real, or I hope this is fake, you know, and I want people to obviously hope it's real. That's the whole point. And then it just hadn't thought about it. I mean, I have a couple DVDs that people I work with and friends are like, oh, can I lend me that? And they watch it and they love it, and they, you know, have parties and all that around it, and do all the dialogue and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, I had kind of forgotten about it. And I, you know, it was, I was like, really, are you serious? And then he like showed me a legitimate email. Right? Watch, no, he sent me a link to where you broke down the lyrics of the song.
Oh my gosh. We watched that. That. And I showed that to our producer, Brett Bantil, as well. And he was like, well, finally, this song is getting the proper attention it deserves.
The respect, yeah, you're right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Forget watching 8 hours of the Beatles and get back. It's this 2 minutes that really needs to be deconstructed. I had a few people, because I told a few people, these guys are coming on and the advert's fake. And a couple of them went, oh, that's a shame. I said, no. If anything, it makes it more beautiful, because it's this thing, it's 15, 16 years old. It keeps coming up every 2 or 3 years. It's one of those things that keeps coming back into the foreground. And the fact that it isn't real, but everyone believes it's real, also, that makes it beautiful.
But it also is kind of real. It's from a real place. It's a real advert.
It's a lot of crossover going there. I think it's beautiful, the fact that it's from a movie.
Yeah.
It's real people applauding when someone brings them water to their table.
I think that's like the number one thing besides the song itself that's commented on in the, so I posted it on YouTube, I think before Google even bought YouTube. And And it kind of didn't go anywhere. And what was interesting was somebody pirated it from my YouTube channel, and or whatever it was called back then. But interestingly, so he reached out to me the same way that you did, and said, I was doing some research and doing some Googling, and at that time, like, there were some articles and reviews about it and stuff like that online. And he found my name and he said, are you the guy that created this? And is this real or is this fake? Cause I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I want to go to this place. And I'm like, I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. At the time I did. And it turns out he was an employee of a good friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
And we had no idea, of all the people in the world, and we were just a few miles apart. So he goes by the name of Seelowitz, I think, on YouTube.
Right.
And his channel has the most views. It's like 90,000 or something. But anyway, he took it and I deleted mine. And then people started taking it off his and sharing it all over the place.
How does it feel? I put this to both of you. How does it feel? You know, because we were talking, it pops up every 2 or 3 years. Oh, have you seen this? How does it feel having this thing that you did a long time ago that, kind of goes viral every few years?
Well, nobody's dropping any Bitcoin in my Venmo, so... No, it's great. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad people get to see it. I mean, we had so much fun making it, and the characters are so fun, and there's so many just dialogue that are absolute gems in the whole thing. So I love it when people, well, you're just talking about the actual commercial.
Yeah.
See, I always think of it as so much more than just the commercial, just because that's, it's a whole short film. But the commercial just cracks me up. People see it and they still, like you were alluding to earlier, is this real or is this fake? So I wish I could be a fly on the wall every time someone comes across that and thinks that exactly that. This is the worst people ever made, or I don't know, what I mean? So that brings me pleasure. That makes it worth it.
But it's Ali G, it's Nathan for you. It's that real thing of, is this real? Is it before that kind of stuff happened?
It's also you watching it going, are these guys in on it too? Or did they think they're there for a real job? Yeah. Or what's going on,
Is there anywhere, everyone in the chat is asking, and is there anywhere that people can see the movie?
Well, I sent you that private link.
Yeah.
And... what we'd like to do is make it available for people to watch. It's too long for YouTube. And at the time, you have to understand, like, when it was shot, like, the budget and all the things that dictated around how we shot it determined, like, the kind of camera that we used.
Yeah.
We used, like, really good lenses and stuff like that. But it was recorded on a mini DV format. And so, and then it was transferred to DVD. And so... even though we use like Zeiss lenses and all this other good stuff to make it look nice, our director of photography, Brian Papirski, was very good and made it look good. But the thing is when you rip it from a DVD, it's only like 420p or something like that. It's really small. So I don't know like what the best viewing format would be, but I mean, you know, you have access to it. Heck, I don't care. I mean, as long as Dave signs off on it, you can share it all you like.
Well, first of all, you can put stuff that's 40 minutes on YouTube now. That is doable if you wanted to. Would you be cool if we did a screening with our fans? Listen to me. What an idiot. Where did that come from? If we did like a watch along on stream, would that be cool with you guys? Or, you know, it's your film. I don't want to tread in any copyright toes.
I wouldn't have any problem with it, Dave.
No, not at all. As long as you watch through the credits.
The credits. And by the way, there's some people that deserve some recognition.
Do it.
Joe Anderson, who played BT Donovan, the salesman.
Yeah.
He deserves a lot of recognition. And also he did a lot of improv too. And so, so did Dave. And, you know, then all the people that just contributed their time out of our friendships, relationships, and love of the comedy, mm-hmm. you know, those people are extra special to us. So to watch the credits is meaningful for us.
Right.
And I've got some family members in there, like the band that plays behind Dave in the movie, in the bar scene, the trumpet player is my dad, and that's my dad's band. And that's live. That's a live recording.
All right, that is beautiful.
Right before the urinal scene.
Now, what are you guys up to now? Adam, I know you're still making movies. Dave, are you still writing and making stuff?
Not really. I wrote after I went to the Screenwriting Academy here, I wrote two feature-length screenplays, like on Final Draft, the whole deal, that are hilarious. And I entered them into... they're both very, very unique. One could be very commercially successful, and that's called Red Hot Fever. The other one is basically a talk show full of all fake commercials I wrote to. Either feature length, and that's called The Nolan Flanagan Show. And so I entered those into some screen competitions and stuff and got great feedback and things along those lines. But, hey, you know, I have a couple teenagers and a wife, and life goes on, so...
I wanted to make the Nolan Flanagan Show really, really, really bad. Dave wrote that screenplay, and I read that thing a couple times. And the host is fake. The guests are hilarious and totally made up and bizarre. All the commercial breaks, you know, the commercials are fake. So you get like the Sushi Sake Hot kind of theme coming back in that way. And like everything about it is genius, in my opinion.
I mean, there's a commercial in it called Robot Tarzan, and it's a robot Tarzan. So that's set up like a movie commercial you'd see on TV, an ad for it.
Yeah. So,
Go ahead, Dave. No, well, you know, like Ben Stiller made that Tropic Thunder movie, and they kind of did... You know, in the beginning of that, they kind of did what Dave wrote years before that. And, it's kind of in that vein.
Dave's a visionary. And original people, they don't get the respect, they don't get the money. And that's outrageous. And that is the way it goes. We all know really, really talented people that never got the break or never got the money. And, you know, people that are... not so great can sometimes become millionaires.
And the big thing too is the exposure, which we're sitting here thankful to you for exposing our comedy, our craft, you know. Yeah. So I think it's, and usually exposure means the money and the resources, obviously, but with viral things like this, it's really cool, and it makes me really happy.
I'm thrilled, Dave. I really am thrilled. It's beautiful, and it's brought us so much happiness. Adam, I know you're still working. You're still making stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been I've been in the film industry for 23 years now. I live in Colorado, but I work around. I'm a creative director and a producer for a production company based in Denver. In about 2011, I went to work for an agency, and we only did like non-commercial work. And I started doing a lot of really humanitarian-based stuff.
Yeah.
And I got really burned out on commercials and, you know, if it wasn't stuff like Sushi Sake Hot, like doing love of the craft kind of stuff, it paid well, but it was like very unfulfilling. And so started getting involved in things that better people's lives to be more fulfilling. And so the stuff I make isn't like commercially out there, but I make a living doing it and it's worked out.
And I'm still writing jokes about poop.
They never get old.
I'd be careful as well, Adam. I don't know if you've noticed, but it turns out you've got Area 51 behind you. There's some spooky shit
don't
going on.
Don't open that door.
Do not open that door.
I got that there. I bought that there, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I've been there a few times. I slowed down to take pictures one time, and I had black SUVs come out.
Really? Did they speak to you, or did they just come out and intimidate you?
No, they just sat like a few hundred yards on either side of my car. And I had my son, who was like 5 at the time, in my car, and my dog. And then we just slow rolled into Roswell, New Mexico. And there's a UFO museum there that's hilarious. And so we went into the UFO museum, and they let dogs in, and the black cars went away, and we took pictures of us with the aliens behind us and stuff like that.
I want to thank you too. I think, is there anywhere you want to send people to go and have a look at? And have you got any links or anything that you want people to go and check out, either of you?
No, I don't. If you can figure out a way for us to make this film available for people to watch and comment on, I would be completely interested in that. I think Dave would too. I think we'd just get a huge kick out of being able to let people see the whole thing. And I had a little bit of a struggle when you first contacted me to do I want to let the cat out of the box with this? Like, because Dave and I were getting such a big kick out of the fact that people for years thought this was a real commercial. And I felt like it might be time to let everybody know who cares, that it's connected to something bigger that we both happen to love as well. And I think if you enjoy the commercial, you'll probably get just as many laughs out of the whole film. But you know, the song, one thing about the song I'll say is Dave wrote the song and sang it to me a cappella, I think the first time I heard it. And then I said, all right, well, let's make this into, you know, what do we do to make, so there's this weird element to the song that doesn't match the character. It doesn't match Akasaka Sushi. It doesn't fit in anywhere. And we use this Casio keyboard. It's like this big to get that beat. And then we put in, a drum loop. And then the sock it to you. And, you know, those were all me. And then Dave sang the song in the Jumpin' Johnny Blues voice. And then we.
But I wound up with Hog.
The face. You can't do the voice without doing the face. And I love that.
Say it and believe it. Say it and believe it. Did you say it? If you didn't say it, you don't believe it.
Say it again, Dave. When we talk, we can't hear you. Go and do that one more time. Perform for us, please, monkey.
What did you say, Dave?
Sow chicken, chicky legs, sow chicken, chicky legs, smoke that fatty hog.
These are from the credit rolls. This is from the credit roll. But I got to tell you, too, there's something else. So there's two parts. I want to ask this question too, for the viewers' sake, when they get a chance to watch this film, and then also for Dave's sake, I want him to be able to speak in on this. But I'll start, and I'll just say this: the two things about this whole film, outside of the fact that people thought it was a real commercial, but if you watch the whole film and you watch the little commercial, two things that make me laugh the most in the whole film is the section where B.T. Donovan is talking to the two sushi workers, and he addresses the employee and asks him what his name is, and the owner nudges him like, don't talk, because he didn't want his employee to talk at all. And he said, they called him Watanabe. And the employee is real demure. And, you know, we directed him to be that way. But he looks down like this, and he looks up a little bit, and he says, they call me Lonesome Cat. Lonesome Cat! And so then B.T. Donovan has to say, oh, okay. And he tries to diffuse the moment and says, okay, all right, Mr. Lonesome Cat. And that's, to me, that's like one of the funniest moments. And the other funniest moment in the whole thing, in my opinion, is at the very end, it says 6 months later, and you do this follow-up with every character like, what happened to their lives after this wonderful commercial, you know, supposedly changed everything for them. And B.T. Donovan is doing his sales pitch again, but he's in this, like, upscale steakhouse restaurant. And he's trying to talk to these very stoic characters who were having the hardest time keeping it together while we were filming it. And I was too. I think I ruined like 8 takes just by laughing so hard. But you can see that in the credit roll, some of the outtakes from this too. But he introduces this character called Mr. Squeaky, the recorder playing clown. And that's also Dave.
Is it?
Look at Dave's and little face. Look at him.
It was only like the third go at it where I realized you were playing the circus theme. I was like, the first time I couldn't work out what it was.
He just plays nonsense. He just plays nonsense on the recorder. But he sings this song. Tell him what the words are, Dave. Tell him what the words are.
Did you all see that bit at the end?
Yeah.
You saw Mr. Squeaky, the recorder playing clown?
Yeah. What are the words?
Let me think if I can remember.
I take it apart.
Chop up a steak and put it on a platter. My recorder sing. What is it? We chop a steak and put it on a platter.
No,
recorder.
No.
Familiar tune to bass steak in town. Now that's great food. Something like that.
Anyway, so then B.T. Donovan says, no. All right, let's. He knows this. He knows. And then he plays, nonsense. And he's like, no, let's do this again. He knows this. He's got this. Whoa! And Mr. Squeaky does that. And then all of a sudden, the song opens up with, I take it apart and put it back together, referring to the recorder itself. So, like what? Why does that matter, you know? Like, why is that a lyric in the song? Why would you make that a lyric?
just
the flute part, and then he plays the flute part again. This is, we're having fun.
If you two do not make a sequel, I will be furious. This whatever we can do to make this happen. I want to be in it. We want to be in it.
Yeah.
And we've got to get the characters back. Come on. Adam, I know you're doing good stuff for the planet and all of that, but this is more important right now. The world needs a laugh.
Yeah. You know we rang the Trump Tower sang this to them, right?
Oh, yeah. We sang it to Trump Tower.
I saw the White House didn't answer your call, Trump's employees did. And what was it? Another sushi restaurant did, I think. And
Yeah.
I actually had lunch at a sushi restaurant. I was thinking about you the other day. I had a lunch at Uka Sushi the other day here in Colorado, and was thinking about, I'm going to be on this show talking about sushi for some strange twist of fate. What I would say is, you know, if there's people out there that want to bankroll a sequel, we're up for it.
Let's see what we can do. GoFundMe is the way forward these days. Maybe there's something in that. I would love it. I would love to see you two work. Look at Dave's cheeky little face. Look at that little smile. I want to see that on screen
He's
again.
He's already making up the songs.
Adam, I can talk. There'll be a way of getting it up on YouTube if you want, if it's on my channel or if it's on your. There'll be a way of doing it. We'll find a way. And if that's what you want to do. It's so nice
to
meet you.
We'll do it with you in the UK. We'll make a UK version. It'll be hysterical. Oh,
we're in. Totally want to be in it. Thank you so much.
We can do one for Indian food.
There we go.
Yeah,
no, we're not doing the accent though.
I've had Indian food in Piccadilly Circus, so I know just the place.
We're not doing the accent because that will get us in terrible trouble.
That's why we do the accent.
Look at that face. He's so naughty. Thank you so much for making us laugh. Thank you so much. It's really needed at the moment. It's a shit show over in this country. Yeah. And you've really entertained us and everyone who's watching. And, you know, that's a tough thing to do these days. So thank you so much, Dave. Thank you, Adam. It's so lovely to meet both of you. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having us on. And thanks for taking an interest. And thanks to all the people who have commented. I haven't seen it, but it's pretty cool.
Thank you, guys. We'll speak again soon. Take care. Stay safe. Right. Bye
bye.
Bye bye. Hey, those guys were good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.